Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, the website, and the podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about something that I feel is probably the most heartbreaking, worst, most painful emotion somebody can feel, and that is loneliness. Specifically, divorced loneliness. My heart breaks when I get emails from people, you know, for example, the one that sparked the idea for this podcast episode, which was a woman who wrote, "No one knows my pain. What do people do when there's no one left who loves them or who even cares?" That is just, I can't even take it. I feel terrible. And I've been there. So a little bit of this reader's background, she went on to say that she's in her early 40s. She's getting divorced after a five-year marriage. She doesn't have children. Her dad died a few years ago. Her mom isn't doing well. In other words, I'm thinking maybe some kind of cognitive impairment where she's, you know, can't really talk to her mother. And she said she's tried dating, but something always goes wrong. And she has a lack of trust in men. And she just feels very alone. She said she lives in a small town. There aren't very many single people. So I want to offer advice if you feel like you're in a similar situation in any way for this. And I want to talk about first, different kinds of loneliness. So before I get into that even, I want to explain that I got divorced, separated when I was 41. I had two small children who at the time were 3 and 5. And you know, you can be lonely with little kids because you're not alone and everyone thinks, oh, at least you have the kids. But you can't cry to your kids and tell them how much pain you're in. And you have to put on this fake, not fake, but you have to be happy all the time. So you can be very lonely even though you have little kids too. And then also, I didn't have any family that lived in my town. My ex-husband's entire family was here, so it felt very unfair and unbalanced. So I felt more lonely then than I did in my entire life. So I really do understand the divorce loneliness that people feel. So I want to talk about different kinds of loneliness. So I think you can be in a marriage with all your family in town and have kids who are older and still feel lonely if you are not in a good place, if you're not happily married, if you feel like you're having emotional issues, you can still feel lonely that way. Another kind of loneliness is if you're single and you're desperate to meet someone. And that basically summed up my entire 30s and most of my 20s. I just wanted to be married so badly and I wanted to meet someone. And I felt lonely because I was watching all of my friends get married. And that was not a good feeling either. I came to realize later a lot of that, the reason I wasn't meeting someone had to do with me and not the fact that I just wasn't appealing. My own issues were the reason I was lonely and couldn't meet someone. But I think that's a different topic and a different podcast. Another kind of loneliness is the end of a relationship. So maybe you just broke up with someone and you're already divorced, and that is a horribly lonely feeling. Like you have this hole in your heart and this emptiness because even though you know the relationship wasn't right, you still miss the person, you still care about him or her, you just miss the routine of him or her. It's awful. But that loneliness usually goes away. So those are basically different kinds of loneliness. So I want to move on and offer this sweet, sweet woman who says no one knows my pain advice. I want to hug her, and then I want to give her a few thoughts that I have in my head. Before I do that, I want to mention two Divorce Girl Smiling partners because I think part of my mission and what I'm doing is to offer people resources for professionals they need during and after divorce. The first person is real estate agent Leslie Glazer, who is an At Properties agent and works in Chicago and the surrounding suburbs. And Leslie has a special certification in divorce, helping men and women going through a divorce deal with issues that come up that a regular person buying or selling a home who isn't going through a divorce wouldn't have. So on a personal note, I worked with Leslie last summer. I sold my house with her. She helped me get my new house. She was the best. I love Leslie. I've actually become good friends with her. She's a wonderful, warm, compassionate person, but she's also extremely smart and great at what she does. So her name is Leslie Glazer, and she's with At Properties. And the next person I want to mention is Tiffany Hughes, who is a divorce attorney, has her own firm called the Law Office of Tiffany Hughes. I love Tiffany. She came to my house for dinner a couple months ago. I really was talking to her. She is really in this business to help people, and I love that about her. She's really passionate, really tough, but not too tough to mediate, help mediate a divorce and come to an agreement if that's possible. But if she needs to fight, she will fight. So Law Office of Tiffany Hughes. Love these women. Okay, I'm moving on to offering advice to this woman who says, "No one knows my pain." So here are my thoughts on this. My first thought is, if you have faith in God, you are not alone. Now, this is not a religious or spiritual podcast, okay? That's not what this is. But I believe during a divorce, everybody needs faith and God. So I actually talk to God all the time. I talk to God constantly throughout my day, and I ask him for advice. Please help me figure this out. Please, you know, give me some kind of sign that you're here for me. Please let me know I'm doing the right thing. Please help me have strength. And I totally think that works and makes you feel like you're not alone. I swear by this. So a little bit of faith. You don't have to go to church. You don't have to go to synagogue. You don't have to do anything. You can talk to God anywhere, anytime. I totally believe he is listening. The second thing is, I think loneliness comes in like waves. Like you'll just feel really lonely certain days, but other days you don't. Or you'll feel lonely for a little bit during one day and then you won't. And I think things that take loneliness away are doing things that you love and pursuing your passion. Like, for example, when I felt lonely during my divorce, I started writing a novel. And every time I felt lonely, I would just work on my novel. And then I would start laughing, in response to what I was writing. I would tear up in response to what I was writing. And it just, when I was finished working a few hours later, I would feel great and I wouldn't feel lonely anymore. So find out what you love to do, figure it out, and just go do it. And it doesn't have to happen overnight, but really think about what makes you happy. The third thought I have is that I get a lot of emails from people who say things like, I don't know if I'll ever be able to trust anyone again. And I don't know if I'll ever have the courage to get involved with someone and really put my heart out there. I believe that if you're unwilling to be vulnerable and be authentic and not care what other people think, if you're willing to do those things, you will find love again, romantic love. I'm telling you, it takes courage to put yourself out there. It's really scary. I get it. But what do you have to lose? Because you're alone now. So if you don't want to be alone, you have to take that chance. If you want to be with someone again, if you want to be in a relationship, there's no other choice. You're either going to put it out there or you're not. If you put it half out there, then your relationship is going to be half as fulfilling. So just think about that. Another thought I have is that meeting someone takes practical effort. And what do I mean by practical effort? You will never meet someone if you're sitting on your couch. You might meet someone if you start getting on dating apps and swiping. And I know it's horrifying and you meet all these losers and you can't even believe it and your jaw's on the ground. It's kind of gross sometimes. I get it. But dating is a numbers game and you only need one guy. One guy. So give it a try. You're not going to meet anyone if you don't make an effort. Or another suggestion, start asking people if they know anyone single. I think blind dates are kind of a thing of the past because these dating apps have taken over all the way, you know, the way to meet someone. I completely disagree. I think blind dates are great. And the other thing is I love LinkedIn as a dating app or a dating site. So I know LinkedIn is supposed to be for professional reasons, but there's a lot of single professional people on there and you already have something in common if you're connected on LinkedIn. So it might be something in business. So don't rule that out either. Want to move on to my next thought is if you are lonely, reach out to old friends and reconnect. I can't tell you how many times I did this and how glad I was that I did it. So when I was getting divorced, it was like 2008, 2007 even. And that was when Facebook first became popular. So everybody in like 2007, 2008, 2009 started connecting with everybody on Facebook. Well, that was the perfect time for me because I was going through a divorce. I started reconnecting with all these people, men and women, platonic and not platonic. I got so much closure out of talking to people that I had lost touch with. I reconnected. I met women for coffee and for lunch, and I'm still doing it today. And I'm telling you, if you reach out to an old friend, even if you're not sure the person wants to hear from you, they will be so nice and so happy, and you will never regret it. I'm telling you. And if for some reason they're not happy, which I don't even think that is a possibility, so what? What have you lost? You put yourself out there and they blew you off? Who cares? I think reconnecting with people and reaching out takes away loneliness. Next thing I want to offer is travel. Okay, so let's think about this. You're like, oh, it's COVID. I can't travel. Definitely, I don't agree. You can take car rides to close places. Like I just went to Lake Geneva, which is an hour away from me, an hour and 15 minutes for the first time because we didn't want to fly. I loved it. I can't believe I haven't been going there my whole life. It's a beautiful place. Anywhere you live, there's something within driving distance. And plus, if you go somewhere in driving distance, you don't have to plan too far ahead because you don't have to get a flight. But the next thing I want to say is traveling is possible in COVID. Everything is very safe. I don't believe you have a bigger chance of getting COVID if you travel. So I hope I'm not offending people. I know everybody has their own personal comfort level, but I really believe that traveling takes loneliness away because you see all these beautiful new things that you've never seen, different parts of the world, different parts of the country, different parts of your state that you never realized. And then you think to yourself, the world is such a big place. I never even realized it. So that is my advice for traveling. Okay, another thing that takes loneliness away is letting the memories of your parents, siblings, other family members, whether they're alive or not, be a comfort in your loneliness. The best thing to do if you're sitting around your house crying and your kids are with your ex and you feel very lonely and you don't know what to do and it's a rainy day and you really don't feel like going outside, start looking through your photo albums. Go on your camera roll. Look at memories. And you will start laughing and thinking of things, and you will realize that you have had a great life and that you're gonna have that good life again. I promise you it works. Another thing to take away loneliness. Now, don't roll your eyes. Don't shut off the podcast and say, Jackie, forget it. You're an idiot. But here is my suggestion. One of the best decisions I ever made, and I didn't do it because I was lonely, but I did it because I was ready, is getting a dog or a cat. Cats, I think, are easier, although I don't know much about cats. I love this animal so much, I cannot even express to you. Now, I work out of my home, so I spend a lot of time alone. My kids are grown, and 4 years ago, I got this little puppy. And it was hard at first. The training, you have to give it like maybe 2 months, something like that. And it will go by fast, I promise. Your dog will end up being your best friend. I cannot get enough of this dog, and I never feel alone. And if I do feel alone or lonely, I go hug my dog. I talk to my dog. We take walks together 3 or 4 times a day. I'm telling you, it has changed my life. I am a better, more giving person. I feel so much love in my heart. It's like I feel like I have another kid. So for a lot of people who are empty nesters, getting a dog is the best idea. And you're doing, you know, the dog a favor too. You're adopting or you're getting a dog and giving a dog a home. And one little story about my dog is that when I broke my wrist and I had to have surgery and I was on the couch for weeks, the first few days my dog laid on my couch with me and would not leave my side. And I never forgot that. Oh, what a love that dog is. Okay, next thing is gratitude. If you are feeling lonely and feeling sorry for yourself and feeling like a victim, I want you to consciously change your thought process and say to yourself, here is what I do have. I have my health. I have a roof over my head. I have food to eat. I have a dog. I have my children. I want you to make a list of people in your life and things in your life that you love, and it will completely turn your day around and you will not feel lonely. You will shift that thought process to gratitude and positivity. Here's my last piece of advice. Before I give the advice, I want to mention 2 more Divorce Girl Smiling partners that I think you're going to love. The first one is, if you've ever thought about mediation, do you know what mediation is? It's a way to get divorced without spending a ton of money. And it's a way to get divorced without a judge deciding what's good for you, but rather you and your ex sit in a room with a mediator, and the mediator helps you nail down what you guys want, make suggestions, you come to an agreement. It costs so much less money. Everybody feels like they got a good deal. You're not obligated to sign anything unless you feel good about it. And then you walk out, you show it to a judge, and the judge approves it, and you're divorced. A team of mediators who I love for this are CEL and Associates, Ellen Feldman and Brian James. They've been doing this since 2008. I've known Ellen since about 2010. I've known Brian at least 6 or 7 years. These are wonderful people. They're smart. They're passionate about what they do, and I love them. Their company is CEL and Associates. And the next person I want to mention is Jason Price, who is the founder of his practice, Affiliates in Counseling, with over 30 therapists in 4 locations in Chicagoland. I love Jason. Jason has been around, I've known him for at least 10 years, and he hires therapists with all different niches. I've been to them personally. My kids have seen a couple of them, and they're wonderful. So it's called Affiliates in Counseling. Okay, here's my last tip. Never lose hope that things won't change and that you will always feel lonely, because I promise you, this is just the beginning of the rest of your life. Divorce loneliness is normal, it's understandable, but it's not gonna be this way forever. So don't lose hope. Tomorrow, you could be walking down the street and meet someone that leads you to the love of your life. Anything could change. You could get your dream job. just have hope. Being lonely during a divorce is understandable, but it's temporary. Things are going to change, and you are on your way to a much, much happier and healthier life. That's what I wish for. You are listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff. I wish everybody the best, and I'll talk to you real soon.